This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As climate change threatens subsistence in the Arctic, one village in Alaska is trying to transform reindeer herding practices into a sustainable business. The Alaska Desk's Ayolna Niden has more from Savunga.
Kind of bumpy, huh?
Richmond Tooley rides his four-wheeler across the wet tundra outside of Savunga. The mountains of black volcanic rock glisten behind him in the September sun, and the Bering Sea in front. Tooley is a third-generation chief reindeer herder. He pauses to spot the animals through his binoculars.
All summer there are reindeer out here.
St. Lawrence Island sits 100 miles west from mainland Alaska, with two villages on it, Savunga and Gamble. It's also home to several thousand free-range reindeer. In the late 1800s, famine struck the island, and the animals were introduced here as a food source. Today, the herd continues to support the island as warming conditions disrupt subsistence and storms can hold up food deliveries for weeks. Now, Savunga is building a reindeer meat processing facility. Tooley, like other Savunga residents, hunts various animals.
Whaling captain. Yeah. Whaling walrus, seal, reindeer, bird, fishing.
But Tooley says that hunting has been changing. The sea ice around the island sets up later and is less stable.
Back in 2012, both communities didn't get no walrus, so we gave all the households two reindeer each for both communities.
Larry Kava is a local elder who says he has noticed the difference in the environment over the years.
It really, really affects our hunting. Another thing is the climate change. The migration pattern is real different now. Like whales, the migration is about almost 2 months early or 2 months late.
Kava says having reindeer on the island helps.
That's really reliable. That's our delicacy now.
Each year, herders and hunters get permits and hunt reindeer for themselves and for others. The village also comes together to share reindeer meat during holidays. The village of Savunga is ramping up its food sovereignty efforts even further with a new facility that could transform processing of reindeer in the field and household kitchens into a small-scale industry. Once the facility opens, pre-portioned cuts of meat will be available for sale. Tooley, the chief herder, is excited.
Yeah, can't wait.
The shiny modular plant is next to the beach with a temporary corral by the entrance. Inside, there are several rooms for cooling and freezing meat. Freeman Kinnicook is the business director of the Savunga Reindeer Commercial Company, a subsidiary of the village that will manage the facility. He says the plan is to slaughter reindeer about four times a year and sell it locally. In the future, there might be a chance to distribute it to other Alaska villages as well.
For sure, I hope to sell it to the folks on the island. When we did those trial runs, we would sell on Facebook, and we couldn't keep up with the demand. So really, it's undecided who the market is, but I know there's a market for it.
Perry Idiganakpangoi is a subsistence hunter and one of the locals working on a project. He is rearranging the refrigeration blocks. Pangovi says the new facility already brought a much-needed influx of jobs to the village and might open new economic opportunities.
It would be nice to have our stores selling our local reindeer because it's hard to afford that steak. It's like $50, $60 for a piece of steak. And to me, reindeer tastes a lot better than steak.
Construction is scheduled to be completed in the coming weeks. Federal regulators plan to certify the plant for commercial use. With reporting from Savunga, I am Alona Naiden.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.